mad scientist conducting experiments with his wife Titania, the mezzo Alyona Abramova, who also sings Puck. Ivor Bolton conducts the Bavarian State Opera Chorus and Orchestra. So let's start with the overture, which Weber finished only 3 days before the premiere, which conjures up just the right mixture of magic and mystery. As the opera opens in earnest after that overture, there's discord between Oberon and Titania. They can't agree on who's more reliable when it comes to love, men or women. So they're each going to try to find human lovers who'll prove to be 100% faithful. After which, Oberon promptly drops off to sleep as a chorus of watching elves sings protectively. Oberon wakes after his sleep, feeling no better for it, as it turns out. He's still angry after his row with Titania. If anything, even angrier after dreaming of his rage and anguish. Perhaps there's news that might soothe Oberon's ruffled spirits, as Puck tells him about a promising couple for his experiments. Sir Ion of Bordeaux, the tenor Brendan Gunnell, has been charged by Charlemagne to embark on an impossible task, to abduct and marry Rezia, the daughter of the Caliph of Baghdad. Oberon promptly arranges for Rezia and Ion to see each other in a vision, and equips Ion for his quest with a magic horn for protection.
Yeah. Halt nicht sinnen hier, sich das Abendrot ergießend und der Strom in reiche Zier schnell zu seinem Meere fließend.
So, with a chorus of helpful elves to urge them on, Euan and his squire are dispatched to Baghdad. It's a moment of wonder for Euan, whose whole young life up until now has been devoted to training for this very moment of courtly service.
Stolz, dass sein Name mich hilft, führend das Haus.
For Ion, a life without honour is nothing. And while he makes haste to perform his nightly duties, Rezia, in the harem, is impatient for his arrival. the end of Act One of Weber's opera Oberon in this recording from Bavarian State Opera. And there's a substantial spoken section covering the next part of the action, which sees Ion employing the magic horn supplied by Oberon to save Rezia from an enforced marriage. While he's hard at work, another potential romance is budding, as Ion's squire, Sherasmin, makes the acquaintance of Rezia's maid, the shy but lovely Fatima. Sherasmin woos Fatima, while their master and mistress, Ion and Rezia, are already happily in love. So after their great adventures, two men and two women set sail over the dark blue waters, full of high spirits and hope.
Yes.
two happy couples. But little do they know there are new trials in store. The scene changes in the next part of Weber's Oberon, as Puck, at Oberon's command, summons the spirits of air, earth and sea to whip up a mighty storm. Oberon's next whim is to cast them adrift, and watch what happens next.
Yeah.
The storm subsides, but the two couples are shipwrecked and separated. Ion finds himself stranded on a barren shore with an unconscious Rezia, a terrible fate that leaves him distraught. Ion leaves Rezia so he can seek assistance, and while he's away, in a virtuoso aria, she muses on their terrible ordeal, the violence of the storm, the destruction of the ship, and the sudden change in the weather that granted them deliverance. As she watches the horizon, she spots a bird. Or is it a sail? A boat? Could they possibly be saved after all?
Thank you. Thank you.
soprano Annetta Dash as Rezia. But alas, her rescuers turn out to be pirates, who capture her and Ion to sell them into slavery. Oberon pops up, ostensibly to sympathise with the plight of the lovers. But he doesn't actually go so far as to rescue them, that would be too easy. Instead, he sends Ion into a 7-day sleep, while he and Rezia are transported to captivity in Tunis. Then Oberon joins Puck, a mermaid, and a chorus of nymphs and elves in an extended hymn to the simple pleasures of floating on the sea. Well, I did say it was a very peculiar plot.
Lass ich den großen Zauber walten, der mir zur Stärkung dient.
Thank you.
The second act of Weber's Oberon ends with Oberon and friends enjoying the delights of the sea. But as Act Three begins, it's time to catch up with the other poor unfortunates who were shipwrecked and also enslaved, Sherasmin and Rizia's maid Fatima, who sings plaintively of her fate as a captive and nostalgically of her lost homeland. Fatima recalls the deserts and night stars of her native land, Sherazmin appears. It turns out that he's been put to work as a gardener, as the slave of Ibrahim, the Emir of Tunis, and he and Fatima sing a duet in which he too recalls his past life in Bordeaux on the banks of the Sweet Garonne, before Puck rouses Sherazmin's master Uon from his slumbers and brings him to meet his friends.
Thank you.
So Ion is reunited in Tunis with his squire Sherasmin and with Rezia's maid Fatima, to the general amazement of all three. When Ion discovers that Rezia is being held captive in the emir's harem, it's time to plan a way to get her out of captivity.
So muss ich mich verstellen. Allein
auch zieht er mich der Freude,
zieht er mich der
Freude,
nachher will ich ihm
fallen,
nachher will ich ihm
fallen.
While her friends are plotting her escape, Rezia, unaware of the rescue effort, knows only sorrow. Will she ever find a way out of this nightmare?
Thank you.
Rescue surely not far away for poor Rizia. At any rate, Yon is confident of his victory as he makes his way into the harem and sings of the hope and joy hovering so tantalisingly close at hand.
Zergießt auf die Ketten sich, strahlt wie der Leuchtturm im finster Nacht und führt den Pfad zur Geliebten mich, zur Geliebten mich. Ich juble Glück und Freude neu, ein Glanz ergießt auf die Ketten sich, strahlt wie der Leuchtturm im Fahrt zur Geliebte mich, zur Geliebte mich. Ich bin wie der Berg schon dir befreit, von des Frostes Herrschaft, kalt und bang. Ich juble in Glück und Hoffnung neu. Sie ist so wie das Meer der Fluss. Eher soll der Woge werden, ein seines Band in den Pfad sie mir schließen zum Hochgenuss. In den Pfad sie mir schließen zum Hochgenuss. Ich juble in Glück und das Meer der Fluss. Ihr solltet vorgefähren ein seines Band, in Fahrt, sie beschließen zum Hochgenuss. In Fahrt, sie beschließen zum Hochgenuss.
Buoyant Yon convinced that he's about to see his beloved Rizia any moment now. And indeed, it seems as though she's right there in front of him. But has he made a mistake? The veiled figure in the dimly lit harem isn't Rizia at all. It's the emir's wife, Roshana, who's taken a fancy to him, and she's reluctant to let him go. Worse still, the emir himself, outraged at this intrusion into his harem, captures Yon and orders both him and Rizia to be burnt at the stake.
Herbei, um mir beizustehen.
Thank you.
Looking good for Ion and Rizia, but help is at hand. Remember Oberon and his spells. Just in the nick of time, the sound of the magic horn is heard, stopping everyone in their tracks. Sherasmin has come to the rescue. The captive lovers are released. Oberon and Titania appear, and there's much rejoicing as Charlemagne himself blesses Ion for his success at the seemingly impossible task of winning Rizia's hand.
Thank you. geschwornen Eid getreu, knien vor deinem Thron aufs Neu. Durch höheren Beistand hat nun vollbracht, was du gewotst, hat von Kanifen gebracht. Nicht vorm Tod gegraut, die Erbin seines Throns. Und jetzt, was Höllen braut.
After all their frankly unbelievable trials and tribulations, the lovers are safe, happy and triumphant at the end of Weber's opera Oberon. In this new production from Bavarian State Opera, Oberon was sung by Julian Prégardien, Titania and Puck by Alyona Abramova, Huon of Bordeaux by Brendan Gunnell and Rizia by Annette Dash. Sherasmine, Huon's squire, was Johannes Kamler. Fatima, Rizia's attendant, was Rachel Wilson. And the mermaid was Anna El Kashem. Ivor Bolton conducted the Bavarian State Opera Chorus and Orchestra. Well, Opera on Three on Saturday is another love story fraught with problems. Not quite so unbelievable, though. Gounod's Romeo and Juliet from the Met, starting at 6:30, the finale to this year's Met season. And next Thursday, an afternoon concert, there's a service of Vespers compiled from music by Monteverdi and Gabrielli, recorded at last year's Zurich Early Music Festival, starting at 2. But the time now, fast approaching 4:05. Sean Rafferty joins me in the studio. You were enjoying the end of that, Sean, weren't you?
Yes, I was enjoying. We were singing along. It was a wonderful rejoicing. I'm very sad to find their tribulations weren't real.
I know, it's a shame.
And mermaids too, of course, they're real. We know they are. I've seen them. We've got opera tonight, in a way. Stefan Degout is about to make his debut with the Royal Opera, in the Royal Opera's new production of John Benjamin, brand new opera, Lessons in Love and Violence. And he's coming in to sing for us. He's also a tremendous exponent of French song and German leader, and he's singing with us with Simon Lepp at the piano. That's going to be a great treat. We've got a new bright young spark and Tamás Palfalvi, who's one of the European concert hall's rising stars for this season. Fabulous trumpet player. The critics are saying he's setting a new standard. There's always somebody coming up who manages to do something really amazing. And legend is a word used very often, but really she is. Shirley Collins is the epitome of English folk. Famous in the 60s, stopped singing for a long time, came back actually 3 or 4 years ago when she was about 80 and has got a whole new fan base. There's a whole book about it all. Her inspiration is her beloved Sussex, and we're joining her there. So she's staying in the Downs and we're waving the magic wand of radio to join up with her. So all that's ahead after 5:00.
Excellent. It's a great revival story. Be looking forward to that, Sean. Thank you very much indeed. That's In Tune with Sean at 5:00. We'll hear an afternoon concert. I'm featuring the BBC Symphony Orchestra all this week, and we'll hear from them now, conducted by Martin Brabbins, in a concerto for oboe commissioned and played by Emily Palethorpe. This music by Richard Blackford, who studied at the Royal College of Music and in the early part of his career spent time in Italy as assistant to Hans-Werner Henze. He's a prolific composer for film and theatre, while his many concert works include Not in Our Time, composed for the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra on its centenary in 2011. But the concerto we're about to hear is called The Better Angels of Our Nature, the title taken from Abraham Lincoln's first inaugural address to the American people in 1861.
Thank you.
Richard Blackford's Oboe Concerto, The Better Angels of Our Nature, commissioned by Emily Palethorpe, who was the soloist there with the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Martin Brabins. We'll hear from the orchestra on tour in Switzerland tomorrow with Chief Conductor Zachary Oramo. But for now, here's a little more with Martin Brabins at the helm in a piece by Judith Weir, Forest.
Thank you.